Well, look who we run into. It's Mr. Tanner Usry.
Yep.
And I already have a problem with him. He's a Texas-born boy, but he's rooting for Oklahoma this weekend. What's
up, y'all?
Oklahoma. Oklahoma, Tanner. Oklahoma, Tanner.
Better than TU, man.
I mean, there we go. Where's my tea? I'd like a sip of it, please.
Yeah.
It's your brother Beto here. And, man, it's we've had quite the story. Tell everybody the small Texas town, because you just learned me that it's close enough to Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's a... It's like 50 minutes north of Dallas. It used to be a small town from Prosper. Used to be like, you know, one stoplight, one CVS, and a Sonic was all that was there. Now it's all grown up, but yeah.
So how old were you when you were living in that town with just the one Sonic?
I grew up, I'm born and raised Prosper. So I was there kindergarten through 12th grade. I didn't get very far. I'm in the next town. I live in the next town over now. So
moving on up.
Yeah, I'm moving on up for sure.
The reason I ask is, was that Sonic like the hang?
Oh yeah,
it was the circle. Yeah, dude.
You know it was. And my go-to order was after Wednesday night youth group. It was a breakfast burrito and some cheese sticks, and then
just cruising.
Yep, cruising, man.
While you're eating your Sonic. Love this. We're out there on tour, dude. You got a few more Texas dates after the Austin City Limits Music Festival.
Yeah.
But first, what does it mean to you to play a festival like ACL Fest?
I always love these. I love playing festivals in Texas, first off. Just being back home.
Yeah.
Because we've been touring nationally now for a couple years, and coming back home is always nice. But it's a big deal. I mean, it's ACL. It's what a lot of people dream of playing, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And did you have that dream since you were five? I heard you kicked off your artistic career just by singing around the house.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just singing. No instruments yet at the age of five.
I just had the dream to play on the biggest stages, you know, the biggest stages that I could. And I knew that I wanted to be heard. So, yeah.
And then I also read somewhere that you were kind of kicking it around. You picked up a guitar and everything. But another one of my faves, Wade Bowen, had like a big inspiration in you following an actual career with music.
So I was at a festival called Wolf Dance. And it was back in like 2011, 2012. I was a senior. And I was with my buddy Justin. And it was a Wade Bowen show. Or Wade Bowen was playing. And then Brandon Ryder was playing. And I looked at my buddy and I was like, I was watching Wade, and I was like, that's what I want to do. And I guess I did it, you know?
And you, Tanner, can literally have, that's like a pinpoint in your life.
Yeah, absolutely.
That you'll never forget.
For
you
sure.
gave me like musical goosebumps, dude.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah, no, for sure.
I hope everybody has that kind of experience, whatever they're into.
I think everybody has that moment of like
at some point in life.
That's where it snaps, and that's what you want to do, and you chase it.
And I don't think... You can be as old. I mean, I think at some point in your life, it doesn't matter your age. When you have that feeling, wouldn't you encourage people to be like, yes, that's the moment, go.
Absolutely, do it. Yeah. Steve Harvey has a video that I watched for like 6 months when I was debating on quitting my full-time job. And it's called Jump. And it's like, if you haven't watched it, you should go watch it. But it's like, everybody has something that God gave them and a talent. And you should use that, but you just got to jump. You have to dive full into it. So,
well, you got that talent, brother. It comes with a big voice. Big fan of like your lyrical mastery, and how it's not. I mean, I'm fans of some folks like Craig Finn from The Hold Steady. If you listen to one of his songs, it's almost like listening to watching a movie.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
So his lyrics are very descriptive.
That's kind of how I feel about Chainsmith and the Saints.
Love him too.
So their shows are so cinematic.
Yeah,
like everything flows, and it's like a picture.
But in
a movie,
in your writing style, it's kind of like short, succinct, gonna punch you right in the soul.
Yeah,
you don't like it doesn't take you long to get
to
the point.
No, I don't pull punches.
Where's that come from?
Oh man, I don't know. You tell me. probably just life. Lived a lot of life.
Did you write like poems or journal when you were a kid?
No, not really. Not really. I started writing songs when I was a senior, and that's it. guess that was my kind of form of therapy, I guess.
That's a natural born talent to get that much emotion into so few words, though, bro. If you're not familiar with his music, TannerUsryMusic.com. Talk about putting those lyrics and co-writing for these days.
Man, I got to write with a lot of cool people. I got to write with Raina Wallace, who was formerly from the Lowdown Drifters, which I love those guys. And speaking of Wade, I got to... I've done a lot of cool stuff playing music, but one of the coolest things that's happened is I've now become friends with Cody Canada, who was also a big inspiration for me. And then,
them Red Dirt Boys.
Exactly, man.
Even though he's got Canada in his name.
I grew up on him, man. Yeah. And then Wade Bowen, I got to write and put a song out with Wade, and he's kind of become, you know, a shoulder that I can lean on when I need something and need some help. It was awesome.
Well, speaking of awesome, when you're up there on stage for the Austin City Limits Music Festival, is there something in your mind that you want to accomplish? I mean, remember those short, succinct, powerful lyrics. Yeah.
That's one of them for sure.
But I mean,
for sure.
Do you go into these types of bigger shows with like, man, today I'm going to do...
I just want to put on the best show possible and just... You got 45 minutes to prove yourself, and that's the goal.
I'll tell you this, dude. We have to get in here by noon so we can get set up and hang out with awesome folks like yourself. But that usually means waiting in line at the front gates.
Yeah.
Last Friday, standing right next to a dude wearing all black Tanner Usry shirt.
Hell yeah.
Do you know the one I'm talking about? Maybe it was white font in a black shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're up there, wherever you are in the country or the world, and you see that.
It's cool, man.
Yeah.
People wearing my name, it's cool.
You're like, I'm doing it.
Yeah, I'm doing it. That's obviously speaking to somebody, so yeah.
Awesome, dude. Well, best of luck with these days out there. Follow along with him if you're in Texas. He's got a few dates left.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything after October?
We're playing House of Blues in Dallas, so hometown show, kind of.
There you go.
We're hitting the road next week with Ella Langley. Don't know if you heard of her. She's kind of small time, Ella.
But come on.
Yeah. I'm super excited to get to play with her, and then we hit the last 3 week leg of the Bad Love tour. So yeah.
Well, here's your chance to talk to the Sun Radio vast family. We stretch across Central Texas. Mm-hmm. Words from Tanner Usry.
Ooh, I don't know what to say. You put me on the spot. Now, come to a show. If you don't like one song, you'll like the next, because I got a little bit of everything for everybody. That's kind of what I go by, kind of what I aim for. Because I can't say it on here, but my music's either going to make you cry or make you want to run through a brick wall. So
okay. Yeah. I thought there was going to be an F word in there.
Or make you want to... Yeah.
Okay. I think that's implied.
Yeah.
Too cool, man. Tanner, usrymusic.com to follow along with them. These days out now.
Yes, sir.
It is 12:57 when we're recording this, and Oh Who Still Sucks.
I don't know about that. I'm going to be playing ACL at 2:45, and UT is going to still suck, so it's cool.
Hook 'em.
Hey, Mateer's playing, I think, so.
Okay, good luck with
that phone. Y'all might be in trouble.
Yeah, well, look at Arch.
I'm just glad OU's competitive again.
Same.
Like, I want, in all reality, I want OU and UT to be able to go into the SEC and just kick ass.
I'll dap you on that one, man.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm able to root for both of us to succeed, because we're like the underdogs in the SEC now. So yeah.
Well, not really.
Not Texas, but
this
like
this year maybe.
But they were looking at us as like, oh, you're gonna come to the SEC and be screwed. But no, it's not how it's been.
There you go. Quick sports talk with Tanner Usry and your brother Beto on Sun Radio. Have a great show and a great rest of your tour and a great rest of 2025, homie.
Yes, sir, you too, man.